Rewinding Kaya FM on FM Rewind.
Good Friday on Kaya FM 95.9 with Kumba and Dumiso. 6 to 9 a.m.
So now you are playing for
this. Wow. This guy.
This guy.
Umaraman.
Ladies and gentlemen, on our Plum Plum today, the one and only, the multi-talented, has been doing TV for very many years. And he's here today, and he's just Jay, wanting to be himself, Ariana Udali Bombo. Skolo Skenjan.
I see him umchera. Inok chera raiza. Utera, imbinjam.
Yes, velela.
Ya kali mwenye, mfetu.
Yeah.
Ngoba Monday.
Why? Whoa. Why is it so muzakaze? I just. Skolo, let's take it back our time. Let's take it back to a location, because we are just a gas. Skolo, a gas. The inspiration is by we are gas. I want to know in what you have done. On TV, because you have done so many projects on TV. You have been in Evictus, you've been to Josie H, a place called Home. Hey, first, all I'm bitch generation, Joe. Rhythms, like when they're young in the TV.
I'm not sure of everything, but okay. Yeah, I've done
a lot. Since we're looking, what part of the cast did you take with you with what you're doing right now?
What part of Ikasi? In fact, I suppose the who's it? The Saudi of Yawani Kasi.
Sure.
Yawana Lele, Yawana Lenta, Ingam Labati, Chenis Sequa. But same as I get Chenis Sequa in a span and a new who's it?
Sure.
Ne Saudi.
Sure. So you took it Chenis Sequa, my father,
my father Saudi. Yeah, so I mean, hey, Ikasi, in fact, and it's not purely Kasi. I mean, when I'm going to, when you're going to say fine, but, I also don't want to identify and say just because in Buyekasi song is Kules Lupega and the story of Ikasi, in Lupega.
Yeah, it must be a story.
Ivarlam, yeah.
Sure.
Ivarlam, Nichis boy, I went to St. John's, bro.
My guy!
You know what I mean?
Hello.
I grew up, I was my hope since I say in 2015, Bengis Jelu things I've been kitchen man abo makai. Because cricket was my thing.
Sure. Yeah.
You know, up until injury, messed me up. And then.
Wow.
Yeah. Yeah, I dislocated, I think I was 14 years old, 14, 15, I dislocated my my hip.
Yeah.
And that kind
for
of.
For real?
Yeah, man.
Doing what?
Actually, I was coming out of the gym and went onto a basketball court.
Sure.
Guys, just to have a little, game of basketball, coming out of the gym, and I had a twitch, and that. Basically, it was a small injury that developed over 6 months.
Mm.
As I was playing, I was big on sports, and the arts, because choir boy, sports boy.
Yeah.
I wouldn't do me, so sure.
So basically, we're really in Dwana's I'm a blazer when I lazy, this is when I was on St. John's. The acting bug, is it before the St. John's days, or is it something, where did it
grab
you? The
acting bug, in fact, before it was the acting bugs, it was more music. Like I said, so when the sporting ambitions were kind of like, it may not happen, I was like, okay, so what else do I have in my arsenal? And I was like, look, music is my thing. So I pursued music. And in pursuing music, that took its time, frustrations, and then I kind of went into corporate, started working in sales and marketing, and that wasn't working out. Then I got myself an agent, and Ngalo Kunjan again. With that agency, my first... five auditions that I went to, actually, I got all of them. But the first thing I got cast for was actually a presenting job. Mm. And after the presenting job, the next four were I'm a commercial. And it was literally as I got onto a film set, Shuta I Advert.
Sure.
Where I found God, so to speak. I found self. I came alive. And then I called my agent, who actually believed strongly that, look, I have a presenter, purely a presenter in this boy.
Mm.
And I said, actually... hold the presenting stuff.
I remember
I'm an actor. Yeah, well, I'm an actor. She was like, what? Yeah, I'm an actor. And you know, because of the type of agency that I was with then, it wasn't an acting agency. So the briefs that she was getting me were small briefs. So I ended up getting she managed to get me a small role on in the show Yamapuni Lena man. But in
70
Seven Dylan. But I as security guard number two. I had a very small role on I'm forgetting the name right now. But in getting that role, to play security guard number two,
sure.
The casting director, Ususan Rousseau, remembered me.
Yeah.
And then when she was casting Jerusalem, she called my agent to say, you have a guy there who I want to see for this movie. She auditioned me, I swear, I think 4 times.
Yeah.
Balelwati, no. For ama main role, ama South African.
Yes.
I was auditioning for that. I'm a producer, not director, but up until ke manje, watususani yento anapega manyazin. I've seen something in you. Ipinalanders, that was the show. I see something in you, and I really want you to have this experience to work on a big production, a big movie. A proper film. Full feature. Now, I've been trying to get you in as. Main role. Apelile. Nigeria.
The drug lord.
Not that one. There's another Nigerian. If you remember the movie, there's a Nigerian who gets thrown out of the window.
Yes.
In the beginning.
Sure.
Yeah.
Basically, I was asked to audition for that part.
But keeping a window.
Bang audition for that. But to read this. I read it. And then I get a phone call later that same day saying, Lalela, u director, seka qalile ukushuti movie yakhe, he's been shooting now for about a week and a half. Ucela ukubona nge lunch kusasa, make thathi lunch yakhe, I lunch break yakhe.
Yeah.
Yabo. Ngivaye ngiyohlangana noNtanga, uNtanga athi bheka mfethu, dala ulibe lo audition ayiso, ngibhekile iCV yakho, akunabantu, ithi dololo, yabona, awuna experience, awuna qualifications in acting, uyabona ngibona music izinto zakho. So the thing is, ngi-auditione for le part le oyi-auditione yomNigeria ne into ongayazi wena kunomunye umNigeria, the main one, uyabona. So manje I've been having problems with filling that spot, uyabona. Lo muntu engimphethe manje akusi he compromise, uyabona. So ngifuna ukwazi ukuthi mangingakuchintsha ngokufaye. Uzo kichimwa ngakthemba baba. Yabon. Ngati leta lento la. Yabon. Watu zoenzani. Ngati peka mfetu. Wati pat enyi ichayevu kutmanji. Ngoba sen kali luk shuta. Angsana mapajet. Angna dialect coach yako. Dialect coach. Yabon.
Yeah.
Angna nix. Angna yabon. And ukaluk sebenza. It was a Wednesday, I remember. It's like next week Tuesday. You're on set. Yabon. But I need to know, can I trust you? I was like, yes. My phone in pinches, I'm Mr. Leo Vili. For the next week. Wednesday, yes, Times Square, and went to work next week and
killed it.
Oh, you killed it.
Thank you.
Those are good days and those are good times.
That's how it started, basically.
But in acting, there's always going to be those days where there's no calls coming in, there's no check coming in. How are you treating those days? And how are those days keeping you motivated, as Ukulis Kenjan would say, even though there's no calls coming in, even though there's no check, NPs, if I know you change, I know the last.
Yeah.
But I'm still motivated to say, I want to do this thing, too. Whether I'm not spanning, no, but I'm grand.
Fortunately for me, Nane, because I'm a very good voiceover artist, I'm a checker.
Fortunately,
I want to. I'm a checker. But ukuphendula lapha uthami, I've learned to ukuthi look, angisebenzeli that thing. Just uglinda ispan.
Sure.
Ukuthi ngifonele ndoda ozo acta yi. I'm working very hard. I use that time to create my own content. To set up, you know, mina nenkosikazi, we've set up our own, you know, production company. Sure. Where we are doing, yabona. Izinto zethu, yabona. be it in, you know, the TV film space, plus you know, even corporate side of things. Now, my corporate clients are ambalanyana at all. So that's basically it. It's about as well. And in Amanja, I'm trying to really get to the point where I say, I'm grand. Yeah, one. If I'm not producing it, if I'm not in Zeli,
yeah, one. Yeah,
yeah. So we're going to space now.
What are you currently working on?
Currently, we are working on, we have something called the Power Tour. Nengoskas, we've launched a YouTube channel. The Power Tour, which is a power of wellness, which is, you know, basically it's a tour that's dealing with wellness. It came about when we lost our daughter, who was 7 days old, 2 years ago. Yeah, but our second daughter. This was something, you know, an initiative that came from that experience, you know. So we are really pushing. We're pushing that. We've produced two short films, something called Keys of Life and Love Crime. I'm also working on some music.
So if people wanna check out what you're doing, they must go to YouTube and check for who?
The Power Tour.
Yeah.
Yeah, check out the Power Tour, or check out you know, even our socials, you know, Instagram me, you know, check out myself and the wife. You know, I'm Kulu_Kenjana on Instagram and Twitter, and Ifro, her handle is @MonaMunyane.
Thank you very much, Chacham. Keep pushing, keep hustling, and you're one of the greatest. I think we have more stories. Yeah. I think we need to Blom Blom, even a part two where it's an uncut, uncensored.
Uncensored.
That will be great. Cool. Takas lam.
Dwanayam.
Good Friday on Kaya FM 95.9 with Kumba and Dumiso. 6 to 9 a.m.
Rewinding Kaya FM on FM Rewind. Visit kayafm.co.za for more.